here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest Rutherford, born in Brightwater, New Zealand, 1871, who discovered the concept of radioactive half-life and that atoms of one radioactive element could spontaneously turn into another, and who developed a model of the atom after discovering that most of the mass of an atom is concentrated in its nucleus. It was Ernest Rutherford who said all science is either physics or stamp collecting. It was on this day in 30 BC that Queen Cleopatra of Egypt killed herself with a snake. It was not an asp. It's thought that it was an Egyptian cobra. She'd been held captive by Octavian, who had defeated her and Mark Antony at the Battle of Actium, and he took Cleopatra prisoner. And when she heard that he was planning to parade her in a triumphal return to Rome, she took the snake and killed herself. It's the birthday of the cartoonist R. Crumb, born Robert Dennis Crumb in Philadelphia, 1943. He was dyslexic. He had a hard time learning to read. He preferred television and comic books, especially Little Lulu, Donald Duck, and Peanuts. Crumb said, "There were no books in our house. There were trashy magazines. My mother read movie and detective magazines. My father read the paper, and that was it. His older brother, Charles, taught him to draw. They spent hours drawing their own comic. He never went to college, never went to art school. He went to Cleveland and became an artist at the American Greeting Card Company." R. Crumb said, "I was a teenage social outcast. At the time, it made me feel very depressed. Later, I realized I was actually quite lucky because it freed me. I was free to develop and explore on my own all these byways of the culture that if you're accepted, you just don't do." He then went off to San Francisco, became famous as a hippie cartoonist, drawing Fritz the Cat and Mr. Natural and Keep on Truckin'. R. Crumb, who has lived in the south of France for the past 25 years, still using Strathmore vellum surface paper and Pelican black drawing ink. And it's the birthday of the writer and illustrator Laurent de Brunhoff, born in Paris, 1925. His father originated the Babar the Elephant King books for children. He created 7 Babar books, and after his death, Laurent took over and created more than 40 sequels. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud, entitled Knots, Knots, K-N-O-T-S. Trying to tie my shoes, clumsy, not able to work out the logic of it, fumbling as my father stands there, his anger growing over a son who can't even do the simplest thing for the first time, can't even manage the knot to keep his shoes on. You think someone's going to tie your shoes for you the rest of your life? No, I answer, 45 years later, tying my shoe, hands trembling with this memory, my father, and all those years of childhood, not being able to work out how he loved me, a knot so tight it has taken all my life to untie. Knots, a poem by Joseph Stroud, from Of This World, New and Selected Poems, 1966 to 2006, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.